Hi, hello, and how are you from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota? Good evening. Dort Defenders taking on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. Pivotal matchup, both in women's and men's play. We'll get tipped off in about 10 minutes or so between Dort and Dakota Wesleyan's women. The Dakota Wesleyan women come into today's contest 13-8, 11-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They lost back-to-back games to Morningside and Concordia after stringing together four consecutive wins. The Tigers are 8-3 since January 2. Longtime coach Jason Christensen's team is averaging 71 points per game while allowing 61.7 points per outing. Wesleyan also out-rebounds teams 40.5 to 32.4 and convert 42.4% of its field goal attempts while allowing teams to make 36. Hayden Pitch has scored 14.7 points per game for Dakota Wesleyan. She makes 36% of her field goals. Maddie Reiner scores 13.6 points per game with 6.5 rebounds. Jada Campbell has an 11.3 points per game average to go with a team-high 8.1 rebounds per outing. Kaylee Kirk adds 6.5 points per game. Rin Ostis has a 6.1 scoring average, and she makes 42% of her three-point shots. The Defenders are 13-10 this season, 12-8 in the GPAC. They have a win over the College of St. Mary on Saturday, February 6th, to their credit. Dort's outscoring team 72-66. The out-rebound teams 44.7-35. They also convert 40.5% of their field goal attempts, so allowing teams to make 37.6%. Dort has made 32.6% of its three-point shots, while opponents have made 32.4%. Ashton Verbeek is scoring 14.9 points per game while grabbing 10 rebounds per contest, and she is making 45.2% of her field goal attempts and is averaging 2.5 assists. Erica Feenster is good for 13.1 points per game and 5.1 rebounds. She converts 49% of her field goal tries. Carly Gustafson adds 11.3 points per game. She makes 54% of her field goals, and she takes in 6.3 rebounds. Maya Shemileski and Bailey Tetzloff add 5.1 and 5.4 points per game, respectively. Tetzloff has 22 steals. Jordan Winterfeld has 21. Verbeek is the team leader in three-point baskets made with 32, and a total of nine defenders have 11 or more three-point baskets made this season. Both of these teams played this past weekend for Dakota Wesleyan. They battled Concordia and lost 76-69 on February the 6th. They led 21-19 after one quarter and 36-35 at halftime. Concordia held Wesleyan to 12 points in the third quarter and took the lead before prevailing by 7 points. Pitch scored a team-high 20 points with 5 rebounds. Kirk had 14 points. Dort rolled over the College of St. Mary on Saturday, 96-59. Erica Feenstra rolled back the clock. She had 31 points. That was her season high, and it was also a high for her, the highest point total for her since early in her junior year. Adding to the Dort offensive effort, Gustafson and Verbeek had 12 and 10 respectively, and Bailey Tetzloff added 9. The defenders converted nearly 50% of their field goal tries. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. These two teams met back on December the 31st, an afternoon contest. Dort used a 21-12 third-quarter edge to forge a 70-60 win. Bailey Beckman scored 15 with 4 assists. Erica Feenster and Ashton Verbeek added 14 points and 14 rebounds. Dakota Wesleyan was led by Kirk's 12. Maddie Reiner had 11 points and 8 rebounds. Here's your probable starting lineup for the Dort defenders. Number 2, Erica Feenster, a 6-foot senior from Hall, averaging 13.1 points per game. Bailey Tetzloff is a 5'10 senior from Brookings, averaging 11 points per contest. Jordan Winterfeld is a 5'5 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 3.7 points per game. Number 25 is Ashton Verbeek, 6'2 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.9 points per outing. And Carly Gustafson is a 6-foot sophomore from Ethan, South Dakota, averaging 11.3 points per game. For Dakota Wesleyan and Jason Christensen, they will start. Number 2, Kaylee Kirk, a 5'5 junior from Ballaton, Minnesota, averaging 6.5 points per game. Number 10 is Ren Ostis, a 5'9 sophomore from DeSmit, South Dakota, averaging 6.1 points per outing. Hayden Pitch wears number 20. She's a 5'5 freshman from Prior Lake, Minnesota, averaging 14.7 points per game. And Maddie Reiner is a 5'10 sophomore from Tripp, averaging 13.6 points per outing. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the opening tip right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and I think I forgot to tell you about the one final player for Dakota Wesleyan. Their starting lineup, Jada Campbell. She's a 6'4 junior from Alexandria, South Dakota, averaging 11.3 points per game. So for the defenders, it'll be Feenstra, Tetzloff, Winterfeld, Verbeek, and Gustafson. For Dakota Wesleyan, it's Kirk Austis, Pitch Reiner, and Campbell. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Just about set for GPAC basketball. Other GPAC games going on this evening. Those include Jamestown at Northwestern. Northwestern, 14-5 in the league, taking on a Jamestown team that is 11-9. Hastings is at Concordia. There was a time when that was the premier matchup in women's basketball in the conference, but Hastings struggling through a 5-14 GPAC year. Doan is at Midland, 3-17 at 11-9. And Dort versus Dakota Wesleyan, your final women's contest taking place this evening. Opening tap controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. They're on the far end of the floor here at the Corn Palace. And the Mitchell-based school into their offense. White jerseys, blue numbers, drive to the lane. Off-balance left-handed shot up on the rim and good for Hayden Pitch. Hayden Pitch with a two-point basket. And Dakota Wesleyan with a 2-0 lead. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Winterfeld. She passes off to Verbeek. Verbeek with the ball well out on the floor. Gets a ball screen from Feenstra. Drives to the hoop. Puts it up with the right hand and a foul on the play called on Jada Campbell. That is foul number one called on Campbell. To the free throw line will be Ashton Verbeek. Verbeek, a 77% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way for Verbeek is up and good. She's got another one on the way. 9:18 left to play in the first quarter, just underway. Second free throw is up and through, and we're tied at 2-2. Well, we'll see if that first foul on Campbell is an important one or not. We'll see how long she's able to go without picking up her second personal foul. Kirk with the basketball. She passes off right side over to Reiner. Reiner drives baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound. Campbell got a hand on it. Campbell with the basketball. Throws it back out front for Austis. Austis backs it out. She passes up left side to Pitch. Pitch driving the lane. Right-hander floater. No good. Rebound taken away by Campbell, and Campbell is fouled on the play. Foul goes on Ashton Verbeek. That's number one on her, and Jada Campbell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. While at this rate, both teams' post players will be negated due to fouls. First free throw on the way for Campbell. No good. 60% free throw tosser. Another one on the way. Trying to unlock the 2-2 tie early on in this one at the Corn Palace. Cunningham misses that one short as well. And here come the defenders. For the basketball is Verbeek. Verbeek underneath gets it away to Winterfeld. Winterfeld layup with the right hand from the left side. Good. And the defenders have a 4-2 lead. 4-2 our score. Austis for the basketball. She passes it out front to Kirk. Kirk with it. Lobs it down low for Cunningham. Cunningham right-handed hook. No good. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek quickly up the left sideline as she faces the hoop. Verbeek driving in, and she's going to be fouled on the play. Inside the charge circle was Maddie Reiner. Maddie Reiner called for the blocking foul. I saw the indication clearly. Now I think where Coach Jason Christensen may have gotten confused was John Garrow's signal for the basket counting. Almost looked like a point the other way. Verbeek makes the free throw. She's got a three-point play to her credit. And the defenders lead it 7-2. 7-2 our score. Kirk with the basketball. Now we've got a hold called out front. And that foul is going to go on Bailey Tetzloff. Foul number one on Bailey Tetzloff. Austis with it out front. Austis to Kirk. Kirk in the left corner. Pulls up. 12-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped. Kirk comes up with it. Blocked away by Verbeek. And now Dakota Wesleyan has the basketball. Wesleyan with it. Reiner. Reiner driving in against Gustafson with a right hand. Reiner finishes. And the defenders lead it 7-4 on that drive on the right hand by Reiner. So Reiner down the right side of the lane. Got that off-balance shot to go after drawing some contact from Gustafson. Out front, a three-pointer by Feenstra. No good. And the rebound cleared by Austis. Up the floor they go over to Pitch. Hayden Pitch, the leading scorer for Dakota Wesleyan. Throw it underneath Cunningham. Spins underneath the hoop. Kicks it out to Kirk. Kirk gives it back over to Austis at the top of the key. Austis hands it off to Reiner. Reiner with the basketball. Reiner to Pitch. Pitch, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound taken away by Gustafson. Gustafson over to Verbeek. Verbeek ahead to Feenstra, and it's off of Feenstra's fingertips. Got tipped by a Wesleyan player. I believe that was Kirk who got a hand on it. It's tapped away, and Dakota Wesleyan gets the basketball back on the turnover as Dort tries to press the issue into the front court. Kirk with the basketball back. Dakota Wesleyan trailing 7-4. 7 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Out front is Pitch. Pitch gets a ball screen. Gustafson cuts her off on the help. Austis, three-pointer right wing. In and out, no good with a left-hander. And the rebound cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek hesitates. Throws it into the corner. Gets it back on the block. Underneath is Verbeek. Verbeek got pinned underneath the basket by Reiner. And coming away with it is Pitch. Pitch brings it into the front court. She passes off left side. Gets it away to Kirk. Kirk back over to Austis. Austis with the basketball at the top of the key. Kirk back over to Pitch. Now Kirk. Kirk left corner. They give it up to Reiner. Reiner in the lane. Off-balance shot. Missed it. No good. Rebound kicked out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders and Feenstra. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Shemileski, Stamnis, Albrecht check in. Tetzloff, Winterfeld, Feenstra check out. Wesleyan also countering with Natalie Gottlob checking into the contest. Had another new player as well. They're inbounding far side underneath the hoop. Throwing the ball in, that was Haley Mork, the other new player for Dakota Wesleyan. Pitch still in the game. She throws it out front for Reiner. Reiner underneath Gottlob. Gottlob puts it up off the glass, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Albrecht. Albrecht over the basketball, over to Stamnis. Stamnis all the way down to the left wing. Gives it up to Gustafson. Gustafson spins her shot from the left side. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Kirk. Kirk gets it over to Mork. Mork on the right hand side. Mork back over to Pitch. Pitch gives it up to Kirk. Kirk on the left hand side. Kirk gives it back out front to Mork. 14 to shoot. Kirk spins it back out for Mork. Mork three. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Offensive rebound, though, for Gottlob. She throws it out to Reiner. Reiner, three, no good. Rebound tapped out. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. Fight for it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball bringing the ball up the floor is Shemileski. Shemileski, right-handed dribble. Hands it off into the corner, Verbeek. Verbeek gives it right back to Shemileski. Shemileski reins in a three-point basket. Right corner three for Shemileski, and the defender lead is 10-4. 6-point lead for the defenders. Wesleyan into the front court. On the left-hand side with it is Kirk. 5 minutes remaining, first quarter of play. Right side, Mork. Mork with it on the wing. Mork gives it back over to Kirk. Kirk on the right-hand side, 10 to shoot. Reiner picks up her dribble just inside the three-point line. Back out front, it goes to Gottlob. Gottlob misses the three-point shot from straight away. And here come the defenders. Verbeek underneath. Gustafson squares up against Gottlob. Puts it up with a crossover move. Shot no good, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds by Albrecht. But Albrecht is going to be called for a foul on the play. Hillary Albrecht called for foul number one. That is team foul number three on the defenders with 4:37 left to play in the first period. And Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. Isabel Einen into the contest. Einen passes it in to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk back over to Einen. Einen on the wing. Underneath it goes Cunningham against Verbeek. Picks up her dribble in danger of a 3 seconds call. She caught the ball in the middle of the lane, did Cunningham, then found someone on the perimeter and didn't make a move to get out of the lane immediately. And that prompted the 3 seconds call. She makes a step towards getting out of the lane, or at least moves. It probably doesn't happen. Shemileski over the basketball. Shemileski in between the circles, gives it back over to Gustafson. Gustafson over the ball. Mari Smitsdorf sets a ball screen for her. Tries to give it back over to Mari. Does Gustafson, and it's taken away by Austis. Austis with a head full of steam. Stops on a dime. Layup, left hand, good. 10-6 our score. Shemileski with it right side, and they go over to Gustafson. Gustafson with it. Gustafson pass into the corner. Shemileski, Smitsdorf reverses it outside Stamnis. Stamnis gets a ball screen, comes back over to Shemileski. Shemileski outside the three-point circle, drives into the lane, draws some contact, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Shemileski, the 5'5 junior from Mayer, Minnesota, closing in on 400 career points. First time these two teams met, she got a field goal, and that was it. Dort with a 10-6 lead, 3:37 left to play, first quarter. Shemileski's first free throw, left it short, no good. She's a 68% free throw tosser. Riley Van Hulzen checks into the game. Second free throw on the way for Shemileski, and she makes it. Shemileski makes one of two. And the defender lead is 11-7. 11-7 our score. Austis for the basketball in the backcourt. She gets it away to Einan. Einan back to Austis. Austis out front. Austis gives it up to Pitch. Pitch on the right wing, 15 to shoot. Pitch, pass out front. Austis. Austis steps back behind the three-point line, throws it inside for Cunningham. Right-handed hook, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Looking for someone to pass to, and she gets the right-handed hook shot to go. Jada Campbell with the two-point bucket, her first of the day, and the Dort lead is 11-9. Shemileski in the lane, off the glass, too strong off of the spin move, and here comes Dakota Wesley, and with a chance to cut into the lead. It's at 11-8, actually, beg your pardon. 11-8, our score, three-point advantage for the defenders. On the right-hand side with it, Wesleyan. Get it out front, Austis. Austis crosses over Clucker, gets the shot up, no good. Blocked out of bounds, though, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Wesley in basketball. So 11-8. Defenders leading. 2:38 left to play here in the first quarter. Wesleyan throwing it in. Maddie Reiner triggering, gets it into Cunningham. Cunningham with the left hand, softly off of the glass. Good, she's got a nice soft touch around the hoop. And that gets Wesleyan back to within one at 11-10. Right side pass, Klecker. Klecker with it on the wing. Klecker picks up her dribble, looking. Comes back over to Van Hulzen. Van Hulzen drives into the left hand, tries to scoop it up, and it's taken away by Cunningham. And Cunningham with the outlet pass bounces off of a Dort defender player. Out of bounds, it'll be Wesleyan basketball. Dort showing full court pressuring defense. Well, my eyes are not once they what they once were. Having a tough time seeing all the way down to the far end of the floor. Thrown away by Wesleyan on the near side. Hayden Pitch throws it away. Dort will get it back after the pressure defense. Dort will counter with four out of their starting five, plus Macy Nielsen. So it's Nielsen, Winterfeld, Gustafson, Feenstra, and Verbeek. Wesleyan basketball, right side it goes Verbeek. Verbeek with it at the top of the key. She lets fly with the three. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Reiner. Reiner over the basketball. Reiner up the floor. She's got it on the left-hand side, picks up her dribble. She passes it back over to Kaylee Kirk. Kirk in between the circles out front. Kirk passes it off to Pitch. Pitch with it on the right wing, guarded there by Nielsen. Pitch picks up her dribble. She passes back out to Reiner. Reiner to Kirk. 10 to shoot. Kirk hesitates, drives into the lane, gets it over to Austis, throws up a three, knocks it down. Ren Austis with the three-point bucket. Dort trails 13-11. With the basketball is Verbeek. 1:24 left to go in the quarter. Feenstra answering with a three. No, too strong. Rebound long. Take it away by Kirk. Kirk off to the races. Kirk crosses back with a right hand, and it's taken away by Verbeek as she gets into the passing lane. She looks over the top, decides against it. Now a crossover move. Puts it up with the right hand. Her shot no good. And a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Cunningham. Well, beg your pardon. They're going to call that on Macy Nielsen. I thought Nielsen. There I go, anticipating calls again. I thought Nielsen had the inside position, but John Garrow signals a foul against Nielsen. She must have gotten into or under Cunningham. It's called for the personal foul. Wesleyan with a chance to build on the two-point lead. Pitch for the basketball, working against Nielsen. Step back, no. Cunningham straight on three, missed it short, no good. But she chases down her own rebound in the left corner. With the basketball, Reiner. Reiner passes it back over to Pitch. Pitch with the basketball. Pitch comes back right side, Kirk. Kirk with the ball, 10 to shoot, now 9. Kirk fires it right side, Cunningham. Cunningham, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek up the floor. Verbeek stops at the free throw line. Pitches it into the corner. Three on the way. Nielsen, no good. Rebound Cunningham, 17 to shoot. They get it over to Kirk. She'll walk it across the timeline. Wesleyan will hold for one if they can. Pitch gives it back over to Austis. Austis with it. Kirk, they run a weave out front. Driving in, left-handed shot. Missed, no good by Pitch. 2 seconds left. Gets it on the right side. Shot no good. And that's the end of the quarter. Our score, Wesleyan 13, Dort 11. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Good start for the defenders, and then things went a little dry. Got stuck on 11. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan scored 7 unanswered to end the first quarter of play. Dort trails 13-11, so they were up at one point, 11-6. With the basketball, right side, Feenstra. Feenstra down to the block, gives it up, Winterfeld. Winterfeld comes back over to Gustafson. Gustafson, ball fake, puts it up with a right hand, shot no good. But a foul called before the shot. That's going to go against Dakota Wesleyan. 2 free throws on the way for Carly Gustafson. Well, that's a little generous. I thought they had whistled that well before the shot, but we'll take it. Don't get them any favors on the road. Coming into the Corn Palace this evening. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way. Person helping me asked if I had been here before, and I had to say yes many times. Second free throw, no good. Gustafson rattles them both. 70% free throw shooter. Actually, I might have said too many times. Don't remember many wins here. Tough to come by here at the Corn Palace. You get one, you know you've earned it. Most unique setting for basketball in the conference. Pass, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek has Winterfeld open. Missed her. Too late. Pass over the top is tapped away by Kirk. And out of bounds. Last touch by the defender. Last touch by Wesley. And it'll be Dort basketball. Nielsen to throw it in. Winterfeld checks out of the ballgame. Winterfeld dealing with some foot issues. Pass goes in to Verbeek. Verbeek shot no good. Rebound cleared out. Nielsen lets fly with a three. Too strong, no good. And that rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Well, the defenders have not gotten on track with the outside shots yet. Had some success in the paint. A little bit running. But in terms of three-point shots, they don't have one yet. They've also gotten to the free throw line a little bit. Shot no good by Pitch. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Here comes Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball, left-handed dribble. She'll put up the runner. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Pitch. Pitch passes it off, left side, Kirk. Kirk comes back out front. This is Reiner. Reiner over the basketball, uses up the dribble with the right hand. Hands it back over to Kirk. Doesn't go anywhere with it. Cunningham back to Austis. They've still got it now on the left wing. Three-point line. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Now Reiner will put the ball on the floor. Pull-up jumper. 17-footer. No good. Not much action that time on the offensive end for Dakota Wesleyan. But Dort promptly throws it away. Trying to throw over the top to Erica Feenstra. Out of bounds, and the turnover goes back to Dakota Wesleyan. Love the aggressiveness. Just need to get that pass down about 7 or 8 feet. Wesleyan basketball out front with it. Kirk. Kirk throws it off to Pitch. Pitch puts it on the floor after a ball screen. Gets around Tetzloff. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Fortunately for the defenders, Wesleyan having an equally challenging time knocking down shots. Gustafson into Verbeek. Verbeek in the lane. Fading away from 10. Can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan and Campbell. Jada Campbell gets it back over to Pitch. Pitch to Reiner. Reiner working against Gustafson. Picks up her dribble. Ball deflected. Picked up by Kirk. Throws it back outside right wing to Reiner. Reiner to Pitch. Pitch for the basketball. 12 to shoot for the Tigers. Out front, Kirk. Kirk guarded there by Feenstra. Pulls up from 10. Good. Kaylee Kirk. First basket of the second quarter for either team. And Wesleyan has extended the lead to 15 to 11. They've now scored 9 points in a row. Gustafson over the basketball. Gustafson back over to Verbeek. Verbeek with the ball. It's been a long time since Dort scored. Gustafson drives in, sidesteps a player. Off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Verbeek. Verbeek shot, no good. But a foul on the play. Called on Wesleyan and Ren Ostis. It's going to be foul number one on Ostis. Beg your pardon, number two on Ostis. And Ashton Verbeek, who is 3 for 3 from the free throw line at this point, will go to the charity stripe and try to stop the Dort drought. First free throw by Verbeek is up and good. A second free throw on the way is up and good for Verbeek. So Verbeek gets Dort back to within two, trailing 15 to 13. 15 to 13 our score. Wesleyan basketball, right-hand side with it. 6:44 remaining in the half. Out front with the basketball, new player Einan. Einan gives it up right side, Gottlob. Gottlob, 12-footer, good. Natalie Gottlob with a two-point bucket. Dort trails 17 to 13. Underneath it goes Gustafson. Gustafson the end one, and she will go to the free throw line. She got it underneath the basket. Got fouled by Gottlob in the process. That's foul number one on Gottlob. And a free throw on the way. Four Dorts. Carly Gustafson. Free throw on the way for Gustafson. And Gustafson, after going 0 for 2 on her last trip to the free throw line, makes that one. She's now 1 for 3. Three-point play draws Dort back to within 1, 17 to 16. Shemileski now in, guarding Kirk. Driving right side. Pitch. Pitch shot no good. Rebound taken away by Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf to Stamness. Sienna with the basketball in between the circles. Sienna goes right side. Gustafson. Ball fake. Spins. Kick-out pass. Tetzloff. Three. No good. Rebound taken down by Stamness. Now lost it. She and Smitsdorf collide. And Wesleyan will get the basketball back at 17 to 16. 17 to 16. So the defenders got stuck at 11 points. They were there for a long time. Finally got off that. Now they're back to within one. Now you need a defensive stop. Fortunately, their defense has been equal to the challenge thus far. Kirk for the basketball. Kirk passes it off right side. Reiner. Reiner back to Kirk. Kirk tries to find Cunningham underneath, and it's taken away by Gustafson on the pass through the lane. Here come the defenders with a chance to take the lead. Stamness in between the circles. Stamness goes right side. Shemileski. Shemileski, Gustafson shows it, now puts it on the floor. Drops it off for Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf hit on the way up. No call made. She misses the shot. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Einan with the basketball on the right-hand side. Einan, they pass. Left wing with the basketball is Aspen Hansen. Right side. Back out front, Kirk. Kirk to Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen gives it up. Reiner. Reiner on the right side. Driving in, Kirk. Kirk back to Reiner. Three to shoot. Kirk puts up a three. Hits the iron. No good. Rebound cleared by Cunningham. Throws it back out to Kirk, and Wesleyan with a fresh 20 to work with. They'll get a set play from the sideline. Jason Christensen calls out the play he wants. Passes over to Hansen. Seven to shoot. Out front, Reiner. Reiner over the basketball. Reiner back to Hansen. Hansen down to the baseline just in front of the shot clock, but misses. Iron shoots it too strong, and the shot clock violation awards Dort the basketball. Albrecht is in the game along with Verbeek for the defenders. Gustafson, Shemileski, and Stamnis on the floor as well. 4:27 remaining here in the first half, second quarter. With the basketball, Shemileski. Shemileski on the right wing, picks up her dribble, passes it back over to Stamnis. Stamnis with it. Stamnis drops it back outside for Verbeek, puts it on the floor. Driving in is Albrecht, and Albrecht has it blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball. Throwing it in will be Stamnis. Neither team has used a timeout up to this point. Stamnis gets it in to Shemileski. Shemileski back over to Verbeek. Verbeek to Shemileski. Shemileski 17 feet from the hoop. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Maddie Reiner. Maddie Reiner passes right side to Pitch. Pitch for the basketball. Pitch on the block. Nothing there. Comes back outside. Gets the return pass at the top of the key. They throw it left side, Reiner. Reiner driving the lane, puts it up. Shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Defenders have yet to draw a foul here in the second quarter. Pass goes into Verbeek. Verbeek facing up against Cunningham. Now puts her back to the basket. Comes back to Stamnis. Stamnis on the wing. Underneath it goes Verbeek. Verbeek puts it on the floor one time, and she's fouled on the play. That foul goes on Cunningham, and that is number 2 on Cunningham. She picked one up almost immediately, less than 30 seconds into the contest. She's been able to go her regular rotation since then. Picks up her second here with 3:20 remaining in the half. Dort throwing it in. They get it in Gustafson, far right-hand corner. It says you face the hoop. Puts it on the floor, into the lane, tries to cross over. Now pass out of the double team. It's deflected and taken away by Kirk. Kirk with the basketball on the left wing as we approach the three-minute mark of the half. Kirk driving in, and Shemileski's a little handsy. She's going to be called for foul. Started to reach and gets rung up for the personal foul. Two teams have combined for 9 points so far here in the second quarter. That's with 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Shot with the right hand, missed, no good in the lane. Rebound controlled by the defenders and Stamnis. That was Gottlob who missed the shot. Albrecht gets it underneath, and she is fouled on the shot attempt by Kirk. Albrecht got it down low, and now Albrecht will go to the free throw line where she'll shoot 2 free throws. Dort will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Free throw on the way for Tetzloff. First one up, short, no good. Neither team has helped themselves from the free throw line tonight. A second free throw attempt for Albrecht. This one's up, and that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Gustafson, tries to save it off of Dakota Wesleyan player. Unable to do so. Here comes Wesleyan over the basketball. Kirk. Kirk has it on the right-hand side. Passes it to the cutter. Pitch. Pitch steps outside the lane. Comes back over to Reiner. Reiner with the basketball. Comes back over to Kirk. Kirk puts it on the deck. Spin move. Winterfeld doesn't give any ground. Winterfeld blocks it. Gottlob has it. Now we have a foul on the play called against the defenders. It's going to go on Gustafson. Gustafson whistled for her first personal. 2:26 left to go here in the first half. Wesleyan 17, Dort 16, an offensively challenged first half of basketball. Right-hand side of the basketball. This is Mork. Mork to Gottlob. Gottlob puts it hard on the floor. Lays it up with the left hand. Gets it to go. She's got 4. Dort trails 19-16. Over the basketball, Tetzloff. Tetzloff to Gustafson. Gustafson to Verbeek. And Verbeek with a 2-point basket. Her second field goal of the game. She's got 9 points. And the defenders trail 19-18. 19-18. Kirk with it out front, guarded there by Winterfeld. Throw it down low for Gottlob. Gottlob faces up, now spins into the lane. Kick out pass, Mork. Mork to Pitch. Pitch for the basketball. Pitch puts it on the deck. Steps back, nothing there. Back to Kirk. Kirk with the right hand to Reiner. Reiner, 3 seconds on the shot clock, and kisses it off of the glass with a drive. Defensive breakdown late. Reiner has her second field goal. Dort trails 21-18. Underneath Gustafson. A lot of contact. No call made. Rebound cleared by Pitch. And Pitch comes away with it. Dort trailing 21-18. And Wesleyan now with a chance to build on a three-point lead. Pitch right side to Kirk. Kirk looking down low for Reiner. Reiner pops out to the three-point arc. Puts it on the deck against Gustafson. Reverse layup. Tough shot. Gets it to go. Maddie Reiner with 6 points, and the defenders trail 23-18. Under a minute to go in the half. Defenders down five. Need a basket to stop the bleeding. 23-18 our score. Comes out front Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball, 20 to shoot. Tetzloff high post. Verbeek. Verbeek 17-footer in and out, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Tetzloff. Tetzloff is in the scorebook with her first field goal. Putback. Draws Dort back to within three. 22 seconds left to go in the half. Wesleyan will hold for the final shot of the period. Kirk with the basketball in between the circles. Kirk passes it off to Gottlob. Gottlob with the basketball. Deflected. And it's picked up by Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the steal. Ahead it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Gustafson. Her shot is blocked. And we've come to the end of the first half. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan 23, the Dort defenders 20. We're at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan leads Dort 23-20 in women's GPAC basketball. Both teams struggling from the floor in the first half. Dort 6 of 30, 20%. Dakota Wesleyan 11 of 39, 28%. Both teams have made 1 3-pointer each. Dort is 1 of 7, as is Dakota Wesleyan. That 1 3-pointer, Maya Shemileski. Rebounding, Wesleyan has a 26-19 rebounding edge. 5 turnovers by Wesleyan, 4 by the defenders. Ashton Verbeek leads Dort with 9 points, 4 points for Shemileski off of the bench. 3 for Carly Gustafson and 2 each for Jordan Winterfeld and Bailey Tetzloff for their total of 20 for Dakota Wesleyan. 6 points for Maddie Reiner, 5 for Rin Ostis, 4 for Jada Campbell, 4 for Natalie Gottlob, 2 each for Hayden Pitch and Kaylee Kirk. Jada Campbell has 11 rebounds already. Ashton Verbeek has 10 for the defenders to go along with 2 assists and a steal. Other GPAC scores at halftime. Women's basketball. Concordia leads Hastings 38-21. Midland all over Doan 54-21. And it's Northwestern leading Jamestown at halftime in Orange City 36-34. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Back with the second half of play. Right after this, you're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Wesleyan basketball as we start the second half of play. Out front, a three-pointer and knocking down the open three is Campbell. Campbell with 7 points. And they're going to call that just a two. Just a two as your foot was on the line, according to Chad Voskel. So Chad Voskel signaling to the scores bench, making certain that that basket just a two-pointer. And the defenders coming back the other way, thrown away. It's taken back by Rin Ostis. Ostis with the basketball back over to Kirk. Kirk with it on the right wing. Kirk gives it up. Corner, Reiner. Reiner down to the baseline, cut off there by Gustafson. Gives it back over to Kirk. Kirk on the right wing. Kirk crosses over, picks up her dribble, throws it back over to Pitch. Pitch with the basketball. Pitch splits the defense. Right-handed shot too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek doesn't have the numbers. Now she does. Passes to Gustafson. Gustafson loops it up with the left hand. Good. Carly Gustafson with 5. Dort trails 25-22. Ostis gives it up to Kirk. Kirk in between the circles out front. Kirk with the basketball, picks up her dribble. She passes it off to Maddie Reiner. Reiner with the basketball. Reiner goes back over to Kirk. Kirk hands it off to Austis. Austis shot, good, come hoop, and she is fouled. Rin Austis with the two-point basket. She's got seven. And the foul on the play is called against Jordan Winterfeld. That's number one on her, so an opportunity for Wesleyan to extend the lead. And Austis makes the free throw. It's 28-22. A very unorthodox delivery by Austis, but effective. Averaging 6.1 points per game. Dort trailing 28-22. Gustafson with the basketball on the block. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Gustafson. Gustafson in traffic. Knocked free. Picked up by Winterfeld. Hands it back over to Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball outside Gustafson. Gustafson sets. Three. Good. Gustafson answers with a triple of her own. Second three-pointer made by the defenders this evening. And the Wesleyan lead is 28-25. 8 minutes left to go, third quarter. With it on the right side is Kirk. Kirk gives it up Cunningham. Cunningham with the basketball. Around the horn they go. Back over to Pitch. Pitch in between the circles out front. Pitch wants to drive with the left hand. Off-balance shot. Left-handed, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders and Verbeek. Verbeek, Gustafson. Gustafson crosses over with the right hand. Her shot no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Dort basketball. So Dort with the basketball. Underneath the basket, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. And throwing the ball in will be Winterfeld. Winterfeld triggering, gets it in to Gustafson. 21 to shoot. Pass right side goes to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Gustafson shows it, now drives into lane, dumps it off for Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, ducks through, her shot good. Erica Feenstra, her first field goal this evening, and the defenders trail 28-27. Defenders have not led since the first quarter when it was 11-10. Wesleyan basketball, Kirk. Kirk goes to Reiner. Reiner guarded there by Gustafson, gives it back out front to Pitch. Pitch with it on the wing. Pitch to the free throw line. Back to Austis. Austis working against Winterfeld. Austis stops. Puts it up with the left hand. Missed it. No good. But Kirk swoops in for the rebound. Kirk down to the baseline. Shot is blocked by Feenstra. But a foul called on the play against Erica Feenstra. And free throws on the way now for Kaylee Kirk, a junior. Averaging 6.5 points per game. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two here with her team up by one. So the free throw on the way for Kirk, right-hander, up, good. She's got three, 94% free throw shooter, 30 of 32 now this season, and 31 of 33 as she makes that one, two for two tonight. And the defenders trail at 30-27, 6:49 remaining. Third quarter of play, Shemileski gets it from Stamnis. Stamnis will bring it up the floor. Stamnis across the timeline. She's got her on the right-hand side. Now passes over to Albrecht. Albrecht high post. Verbeek looking for the backdoor cut. Lost the dribble. Picks it up. Throws it over to Stamnis. Ball fake. Down to the baseline. Cut off. Throws it back out front for Verbeek. 12 to shoot. Verbeek looking for a ball screen. She'll step back and shoot a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped and taken now by Gustafson, but she's standing with her toes just on the sideline. Out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball, leading by three. Points challenging to come by this evening. Out front with the basketball is Pitch. Pitch with it on the right wing. Pitch throws it out front. This is Einan. Einan, nothing there. Comes back to Pitch, 13 to shoot. Pitch in between the circles, guarded there by Shemileski. Gets a ball screen, step back, cut off. Goes right side back to Reiner. Reiner, runner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball, angles off to the left sideline. Throws it to Albrecht. Albrecht down to the baseline, nothing there. She comes back out front to Verbeek. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Right side it goes. Dump it down low. Gustafson faces up 15 feet from the hoop. Gets it away to Albrecht, and Albrecht too far underneath the basket by the time she releases that shot. It's taken back by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan's Reiner. Reiner back over. Comes out front. Austis, Austis to Gottlob, Gottlob into the lane. Gottlob with the right hand, her shot, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Dort coming back the other way for Beek. Dort down three. Gustafson for the tie. Right wing three. Yes! Three-point basket by Carly Gustafson. Eight in the second half. 11 for the ball game, and Dort has tied at 30-all. 5:03 remaining in the third quarter. Wesleyan basketball. Reiner working against Gustafson. Dribbles twice. No call made. And the rebound controlled by the defenders. John Garrow said that Dort player touched it. From my vantage point, did not look that way. Gustafson shot, pardon me, that was Verbeek shot in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan into the corner, three, off the mark, no good by Pitch. Rebound, now loose basketball. It's still down on the floor, and it goes out of bounds, and we've got a foul on the play. They're going to call a foul on Carly Gustafson, it appears. It's number two on Carly. And Bill Harmson asking for an explanation. I don't think anything that is said will satisfy him. Tied up 30-30 with 4:25 remaining in the third quarter. Wesleyan comes racing in with her four players from midcourt. They throw it over to Pitch. Pitch, three, good. Aiden Pitch with the three-point bucket, and Dakota Wesleyan retains the three-point lead, 33-30. So Dort never able to retake the lead at that juncture, at least. Tied it, but that is close as they got. Gustafson spins, working against Gottlob. Shot no good, but Gustafson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Gottlob whistled for the personal foul. Foul number two called against Gottlob. Reiner back into the game. Team foul number again, one against Wesleyan in this half. Free throws on the way for Gustafson. First one is up and good, so Gustafson, after missing her first two, has now made two in a row. She also has 10 points now in the second half. A couple of the free throws, a two and two threes. Smitsdorf checks out of the ball game. Verbeek is back in. Van Halsen is in. And Gustafson checks out. It's 33-32. Dakota Wesleyan with a one-point lead. And the basketball. Kirk takes it across half court. Kirk with the basketball. And the ball deflected out. Last touched by Pitch. It'll be Dort basketball. And now it'll be Dakota Wesleyan's turn to ask what happened there. And I'm not so sure that Pitch touched it. But as it is, last touch by the Tigers. Dort basketball underneath. Reverse layup. Verbeek. Verbeek gives Dort their first lead since the first quarter on that reverse layup with a right hand. It looks like she gets pinned on the baseline and then is able to wiggle through and get that reverse layup. Shot by Reiner on the baseline. Gives Wesleyan back a one-point lead. Reiner with an eight. Dort leads, trails, I should say, 35-34. Stamness with the basketball. Stamness, right side, Van Halsen. Ball fake, nothing there. Comes back, left side, Albrecht. Albrecht, Stamness, Stamness, Verbeek. Verbeek faces up, 12-footer, left baseline, good. Ashton Verbeek with 13. Dort leads 36-35. Wesleyan basketball, Kirk, 3:07 remaining, third quarter. With the basketball, Pitch. Pitch down to the baseline. Pitch, little runner, right hand, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders and Albrecht. She doesn't have the numbers. Albrecht pressing it, though. Albrecht stops, tries to feed it underneath to Van Halsen. It's tipped and controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Kirk. Kirk at the free throw line. Comes back right side to Reiner. Reiner for the lead. She hits a three. Right wing three by Reiner. Reiner now with 11. And the defenders trail 38-36. Down to the baseline is Van Halsen. And Van Halsen's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Wesleyan with 2:31 left to play here in the third period. So Wesleyan with a two-point lead. Reiner with 11, matching the 11 she scored in the first meeting between these two teams back on December 31. With the basketball is Kirk. Kirk throws it underneath, ball deflected, taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek with a steal. Verbeek up the floor. Verbeek driving in, and she is fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line. The foul's going to go on Kirk. And for Kaylee Kirk, the junior from Ballaton, Minnesota. That is foul number two against her. Ashton Verbeek to the free throw line. She scored 9 in the first half. A couple of field goals here in the second half. She's got 13. First free throw on the way for Verbeek is up and through. She's got another one coming, trying to tie it at 38 all. 2:12 left to play, third period. And Verbeek rattles that one off, no good. 38-37, Dakota Wesleyan with a one-point lead. Kirk, Kirk on the right wing. Kirk, they pass it over to Pitch. Pitch looking down low. She finds Cunningham. Cunningham's shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's tipped away by Shemileski. Out of bounds, she and Kirk tangled up fighting for that one. Nobody had an advantage, so no foul called. Throwing the ball in will be Reiner. Reiner triggering. Reiner gets it in to Kirk. Kirk shot blocked by Verbeek. And Verbeek will bring it up. And Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek left side, Tetzloff. Dort down a point. Left corner it goes. Underneath is Verbeek. Verbeek right-handed high off of the glass. Good. Ashton Verbeek with 16. Dort regains the lead. And now we've got a foul on the other end. Jada Cunningham underneath the hoop had to gather herself. Dort bench calling for a travel violation. None came. And now free throws on the way for Campbell. So Campbell to the free throw line. And she will shoot two. First free throw on the way for Cunningham is good. She's got another one coming. She's 1 for 3 tonight. She ties it at 38. I beg your pardon, ties it at 39. And now regains the lead for Wesleyan at 40-39. Still, neither team has called a timeout in this one. Both have their full complement of 5 remaining for what appears to be the last quarter of play. Right side it goes, Gustafson. Gustafson underneath Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball to Winterfeld. Dort down a point, 40-39. Right side with it is Tetzloff. Out front, Gustafson feeds it down low. Feenstra reverses it outside Winterfeld. Long three on the way. Nielsen misses, no good. Rebound, out of bounds. Last touch by Tetzloff as she tries to save it in. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball with 107 left to play in the third quarter. Let's see if they go for a relatively quick shot here, trying to get a 2-for-1 possibly. They pass it over to Austis. Austis for the basketball. Austis to Kirk. Kirk to Pitch. Pitch driving right hand, stops on a dime. Passes it back over to Kirk on the right wing. Kirk backing it out, driving in. Shot blocked by Gustafson. Rebound taken away by Nielsen. Nielsen with the basketball. About a 12-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock here to end the quarter. Dort with the basketball. Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up. Gustafson, actually a 14-second difference. Nielsen with it out front. Nielsen at the top of the key. Left side Winterfeld. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Driving in is Gustafson. Gustafson off the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Gets it underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. She got fouled on the putback attempt, and Feenstra will go to the free throw line for 2 free throws. So Feenstra shooting 2, 40-39, Wesleyan leading by a point. And the first free throw by Feenstra, no good. She's got another one coming, trying to tie it here at 40-all. Foul is charged to Gottlob. She's whistled for foul number 3. And Feenstra makes 1 of 2, 79% free throw shooter. She is now 76 of 97 this year. And we are tied for the second time. We are tied, beg your pardon, third time. 2, 30, and now 40. 10 to shoot. Driving right hand is Pitch. Pitch shot no good. Austis with a rebound. Her shot no good. Rebound fought for, wrestled away by Gustafson. Desperation heave from three-quarter court. Short, no good. We played three quarters of basketball. Our score, Dort 40, Dakota Wesleyan 40. Back with a fourth quarter of play right after this. Dakota Wesleyan basketball to start the fourth quarter of play. We're tied 40-40. With the basketball is Kaylee Kirk. Kirk passes it off to Austis. Austis gives it up Cunningham. Her shot, no good. Campbell, that is, beg your pardon. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the corner. Feenstra. Dort with a chance to take the lead. Spin move off of the glass. Good for Verbeek. Ashton Verbeek with another two. She's got 18, and the defenders lead 42-40. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Ball taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a steal. Winterfeld with it. Tries to drop it off for Tetzloff, and it's kicked away by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. So the defenders take a two-point lead. I believe this is the first time the defenders have led by more than one since it was 11-8. Pass goes to Feenstra. Winterfeld, three, right wing, missed it, no good, and the long rebound's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. No, last touch by Dort, beg your pardon. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan will throw it in, length of the floor in front of them, 9, 10, and counting. Ball game. Kaylee Kirk brings the ball up the floor. Kirk gets it away to pitch. Pitch, pull up for the tie, shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Throw it ahead. Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Verbeek. Verbeek, three. Good. Ashton Verbeek with the three-point basket. And the defender lead is 45-40. Wesleyan basketball, Austis. Austis picks up her dribble, gets it back over to Pitch. Dort with her biggest lead since the first quarter when it was 11-6. Shot blocked by Feenster. Rebound taken away by Gustafson. Gustafson ahead to Winterfeld. Winterfeld for the basketball. Waits. Now gets it away. Gustafson out front. Defenders by five. 8:20 and counting. They feed it to a posting up Ashton Verbeek. Verbeek in the lane. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Comes outside to Feenstra. Rifles it to Gustafson. Fresh 20 for the defenders to work with. It's at 15 now. An illegal screen called on Erica Feenstra away from the setting a screen off the ball. And it'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with it. Wesleyan's Kaylee Kirk with it on the right side. Kirk with it in front of the Wesleyan bench, and she calls for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. Dakota Wesleyan basketball trailing by five. They get the ball inbounded to Kirk. Kirk goes up high to Campbell. Campbell to pitch. Pitch, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Gustafson, and Gustafson is fouled on the play by Kaylee Kirk. Now, Kirk has been pecking away at the rebounders on a couple different instances, and that time gets caught. It's whistled for a personal foul. Defenders up by two possessions, bringing the basketball back the other way. This is Shumaleski. Shumaleski, right side, Verbeek, out front, Feenster, loses the handle, picks it back up, comes back, left side. Shumaleski in the corner. Back to Verbeek. Verbeek, another three. Yep, Ashton Verbeek. She's got it going right now. Ashton with 17 in the second, beg your pardon, yeah, 17 in the second half. Defenders lead 47-40. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound corralled by Verbeek. Verbeek for the basketball, Tetzloff. Tetzloff with it, 7:20 remaining. They get it inside Gustafson. Gustafson underneath Feenstra, easy bucket, good. How many times have we said that tonight? Not many. An easy basket, and the defenders have started the third quarter, I beg your pardon, the fourth quarter with a 9-0 run. They have now scored, according to my running tally sheet, 11 points in a row. They lead 50-40, and the defenders force Wesleyan to use their second timeout. 10-point lead by the defenders. Back with more after this. 7:12 remaining in the fourth quarter. Dort leading by 10, 50-40. Kirk with the basketball passes to Austis. Austis feeds it out front. Reiner splits the defense with the right hand, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Here comes Dort. Dort with the basketball, under 7 minutes to go. Verbeek, left side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff into the corner, Ashton. Ashton, deep left corner, comes back over to Shumaleski out front. Right side it goes Tetzloff. Tetzloff feeds it underneath Feenstra. Feenstra comes back over to Gustafson. 12 to shoot. Gustafson double team. Back it goes Feenstra. Feeds into the corner Shemileski. Maya steps in. 15-footer. Rattles. No good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. And Feenstra is fouled on the play. Feenstra is fouled on the putback attempt. And Erica Feenstra, 5 points all in the second half. She'll go to the free throw line and try to extend the Dort defender lead. Wesleyan in a drought right now. They have not scored since the third quarter. We're 3.5 deep into the fourth quarter. Erica Feenster's first free throw good for the senior. Second one in and out, no good. 2 for 4 from the free throw line for Feenstra. Defenders lead 51-40. Wesleyan with the basketball, Kirk. Kirk, they're trying to find pitch, running some off-ball screens for her. It's taken away by Verbeek in the backcourt. She hands it back over to Gustafson. Gustafson back over to Ashton. Ashton right side, Shemileski. Shemileski over the basketball, Feenstra. Feenstra into the corner, Tetzloff, 19 to shoot. Dort with the basketball, Verbeek. Verbeek in the lane, her shot up on the rim, good. Verbeek now with 26 in the defender lead, 53-40, a 13-point lead for the defenders. Goes over to Reiner. Reiner with the basketball on the wing. Reiner looking. Gets it over to Kirk. Kirk back outside Reiner. Reiner at three. Short, no good. Another rebound for Verbeek. Verbeek has Gustafson on the right wing. Now they fill that gap. Comes back over to Gustafson, though. Gustafson down to the baseline. Spins, cut off, and she is fouled on the play. Foul number 3 against Wesleyan in this quarter. Well, the Dort defenders had to slog through what was an awful first half in terms of offense. Fortunately, the defense showed up, and they were only down 23-20 at the end of the first half. It was 30-30 midway through the third quarter, and Dort tied Wesleyan at the end of the fourth quarter as well, 40-40, as the teams exchanged baskets, but the defenders, a 13-0 run to start the fourth quarter of play. And they've taken control of the game now, 53-40 with 5:29 remaining. Ball's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball again. They get the ball inbounded to Shemileski. Shemileski, Verbeek. Verbeek shows it. Drives off of the glass. Good. Verbeek with 28. And the visiting or the home student section that was giving Ashton just a little bit of grief earlier in the ball game, not so loud now. Dort leading 55-40 with the basketball, Kirk. Kirk goes right side over to Reiner. Reiner with the basketball. Reiner puts it up over the top of Gustafson. Shot no good, and the scoreless drought continues for the Tigers. They're 5 minutes into the fourth quarter, and they haven't scored. Dort on a 15-0 run, 16-0 if you go back to the third quarter of play. Gustafson shows it, goes down to the left baseline, comes back over to Ashton. Shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Kirk. Kirk over to Pitch. Pitch with it on the left wing. Pitch gives it up inside Gottlob. Gottlob crosses over. Lost it on the way up, but they're going to call a foul on Ashton Verbeek. Verbeek whistled for the personal foul. Gottlob will go to the free throw line. She's an 87% free throw shooter. 4:31 remaining in the quarter. And that's left to go in regulation. Dort has extended a 55-40 lead. Free throws on the way for Natalie Gottlob, junior from Sioux Falls. The first one is good. She's got another one coming. Stops the run of scoreless minutes for Wesleyan at 4:31 left to go in the game. And she makes them both. 55-42, defenders up 13. 4:27 remaining in regulation. Stamness for the basketball. Stamness out front, Albrecht. Albrecht right side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff feeds it high post. Feenstra faces, comes back to Sienna. Sienna with it on the left elbow, and she is fouled on the play. Hayden Pitch held her. She gets whistled for the foul, and for Hayden Pitch, that is foul number 1. That is team foul number 4 against Dakota Wesleyan. Dort will be shooting free throws on the next foul called against the Tigers. Throwing the ball in is Shemileski. Shemileski gets it in. Albrecht, fresh 20 for Dort to work with. Feenstra puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but she is fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line to try and extend the lead back to 14. possibly 15. Gustafson and Verbeek checking in. Well, Gustafson will wait for the free throws by Feenstra before she checks in. Free throw for Erica. Up and good. 3 for 5 now. Second free throw is up, and that one rattles no good. 50-50 proposition tonight for Erica Feenstra. Dort by 14. 56-42, 4 minutes remaining. With it on the right side, pitch. Able to get around her defender. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Hayden Pitch, one of her few open field goal attempts. She's got 7 in the defender's lead, 56-44. 3:45 remaining in regulation. They give it to Verbeek. Verbeek down to the baseline against Reiner. Turnaround is up. No good. And they're going to call a travel on Verbeek. So Verbeek whistled for a travel. This one not over yet. 3:39 remaining in regulation. Dort leads 56-44. Ostis will bring it up. Kirk will take it across the timeline now. Kirk for the basketball. I feel like Dort may be a couple of stops away, though, from putting this one in the books. And a push from behind called on Ashton Verbeek, and Verbeek has just picked up her fourth, so that's a developing story. 3:28 remaining. Throwing the ball in will be Reiner for Wesleyan. Wesleyan looking. Reiner gets it into Kirk. Back to Reiner. Reiner to Kirk. Kirk. Hook shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek for the basketball after the missed shot by Campbell. Dort across the timeline. They'll be able to take it under 3 minutes before they have to shoot it. Leading by 12, good position to be in. Verbeek working against Campbell. Kick out, Winterfeld into the corner, Tetzloff. Lob it down low. Gustafson feed it outside. Chmielewski spin, right-handed shot, hangs on the rim, won't fall through. And the rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan off and running. Pitch. Pitch. Driving in with the right hand. Too strong. No good. And another rebound for Verbeek. Verbeek will be around 20 rebounds when this one's all finished. And Coach Bill Harmson wondered if he was going to go the whole way without calling a timeout. I get my answer with 2:37 remaining in the game. He will not. He uses a full-length timeout to talk things over with his team up 12, 56-44. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR.
Yes.
It's Dort Basketball with 2:37 remaining in regulation. That's what stands between the defenders and a road victory. Be their 14th win of the year, 13th in conference play. 2:37 remaining in regulation. Defenders by 12, 56-44. Tetzloff to Gunderson. Gustafson, that is. Gustafson passes at left side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld. Back outside it goes. Verbeek dumps it in. Gustafson, and Gustafson is fouled on the way up. Carly will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Here in the fourth quarter, Dort has outscored Wesleyan 16-4. Doing the bulk of the damage was Verbeek. She scored 12 of those points. Feenstra with a couple of free throws and a field goal. And now Gustafson trying to make it a 14-point ball game again with 2:25 remaining in regulation. First free throw up and good for Gustafson. Gustafson, 14 points by my count. And that one's off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Feenstra. It'll be Wesleyan basketball, 57-44, defenders leading. Foul, by the way, was on Pitch, and that was number 2 on Hayden Pitch. Here comes Wesleyan up the floor. On the right side is Kirk. Kirk, back it goes Reiner. Reiner looking underneath for Campbell. Comes back to Kirk. Kirk to Reiner. Reiner 3, no good. Rebound is long and out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. 2:09 remaining. Verbeek to throw it in. Verbeek gets the ball inbounded to Chmielewski. Chmielewski up the floor with the right hand. Chmielewski over to Feenstra. Feenstra on the wing. Feenstra out beyond the stripe. Pass goes left side. Under 2 minutes to go in this one. And we've got a foul on the play called on the defenders and Ashton Verbeek. So Verbeek will foul out of the game with 28. And the Wesleyan Tigers, the faithful, happy about that, but I think it's going to be too little too late. Verbeek, 28 points, and I'm going to guess about 20 rebounds when this one's all said and done. Out front with it is Reiner. Reiner, Ostis. Ostis for the basketball, Campbell. Campbell with it on the wing. Campbell back to Pitch. Pitch working against Tetzloff. Tetzloff bothers Pitch. And her three-point shot, no good. Rebound Gustafson, 136 remaining. Gort by Baker's dozen. With it is Winterfeld across half court. Winterfeld goes left side, Chmielewski. Chmielewski with the basketball. Let's see if Wesleyan will play the foul game or not. They haven't up to this point. 120 and counting. Tetzloff with it, working on Ostis. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Gustafson. Dort has run the clock down. Now five to shoot. Gustafson trying to get it away to Feenstra, and she's held on the play. Dort will shoot free throws. And that's going to go on Reiner. That's number three on Reiner. Feenstra to the free throw line to shoot two more. This will be her seventh and eighth free throw shot this evening. Four of seven now from the charity stripe is Feenstra. 8 points for her, 13.1 points per game average. And she knocks them both down. And the defenders extending the lead to 59-44. 110 remaining. Albrecht is in. Verbeek, and I shouldn't say Verbeek, Winterfeld checks out. Pass out front, Reiner. Reiner driving in, contested, shot no good. Rebound Gustafson. Gustafson in the backcourt. Gustafson in the backcourt, and a timeout awarded the defenders with under a minute to go. 53.4 seconds left. Dort's going to win this game. Up by 15, back with more after this. 59-44, Dort with a 15-point lead. Well, Ashton Verbeek, she carried the load tonight. Checked the stats moments ago. 23 rebounds tonight to go along with her 28 points. With the basketball, Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the front court. Shovels it off to Feenstra. Back out front, Gustafson, 17 to shoot. Left side it goes. Winterfeld underneath Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Faces up. Nothing there. Feenstra picks up her dribble. Still looking. Gets it back outside. Comes back over to Tetzloff. Three to shoot. Winterfeld down to the baseline, and she is fouled on the play. Jordan Winterfeld will go to the free throw line. So the defenders in front comfortably, 59-44. Albrecht will check into the game. Jordan Winterfeld shooting two free throws. She's got a couple of points tonight. That one's off the heel, no good. While the defenders on a night when scoring was difficult, defensively doing the job. 60-44, they limit Dakota Wesleyan up to this point. 27 points below their scoring average. The defenders with a 60-44 lead. Wesleyan up the floor. Hansen. Wesleyan has gone to the reserves. Pass out front. Dump it down low. Shot is blocked by Feenstra. Saves it in to Albrecht, and that'll do it. 10 seconds remaining. Albrecht will bring it up the floor. 5 seconds remaining. Now three, and the defenders will move to 13-8 this year, 14-10 overall. Dakota Wesleyan, 13-9 and 11-9. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort defenders with a 60-44 win over Dakota Wesleyan in women's basketball play this evening. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of today's contest. Wireless World postgame wrap coming up right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort Defenders, a win today in women's basketball play, 60-44. The Defenders, a 20-4 advantage in the fourth quarter, and tonight a night where they did it with their defense. The Defenders outscore Wesleyan 40-21 in the second half on the way to the 60-44 win, limiting Dakota Wesleyan well below their season average of 71 points per game. Defenders led early in this one, then gave up the lead on a three-pointer at the end of the third quarter. 13-11 they trailed. Wesleyan built a four-point lead at one point, 17-13, and they were up by five at one juncture, 23-18, before a basket by the Defenders cut the lead down to 23-20 at halftime. In the second half, Dort rallied again from a five-point lead and eventually a six-point lead at 28-22 to tie it at 30. Teams traded baskets through the remaining 5 minutes of the third quarter to a 40-40 tie. And then the Defenders ripped off 15 points in a row to start the fourth quarter of play to go up 55-40 and win it 60-44. The Defenders tonight, 19-56 from the floor, 34%. Shot right around 50% in the second half of play. Dort was 5 of 15 on 3, 17 of 28 from the free throw line. Dort with a 46-37 rebounding advantage as well. Committed 8 turnovers to Wesleyan's 9. Wesleyan was 17 of 72 from the floor for 24%. In the third quarter, they were 5 of 18 for 28%. In the fourth quarter, they were 1 for 15 for 7%. All totaled 6 of 33 from the floor. And my math isn't real great, but 6 out of 33 would be about the equivalent of 2 out of 11. That's right around 18% for the second half. Dakota Wesleyan, 7 of 9 from the free throw line for 78%, 3 for 15 on threes, 20%. Individually, the Defenders led tonight by Ashton Verbeek. Verbeek with 28 points on 10 of 23 shooting, 2 for 4 from the three-point line, 6 of 7 on free throws, and she put together a line tonight. 28 points, 23 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, and a couple of block shots before fouling out in 32 minutes of play. 14 points for Carly Gustafson tonight to go along with 11 rebounds. She was 4 of 12 from the floor, but she got 2 3-pointers in the second half to loosen things up just a little bit. Erica Feenster, 9 points and 4 rebounds. 3 for Jordan Winterfeld, 2 for Bailey Tetzloff, 4 by Maya Shemileski off of the bench. 60 points for the Defenders tonight. They're held 12 points below their scoring average. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were led this evening by Maddie Reiner with 11 points. Took 17 shots to get there, and Hayden Pitch, 3 of 19 tonight for 7 points. She's the leading scorer for Wesleyan coming into the game. She was held to 7 points below her season average. Wren Ostis with 8 points, 4 for Kaylee Kirk, 8 for Jada Campbell, and 6 for Natalie Gottlob. Between the two teams combined tonight, just 10 points from reserves. Wesleyan's Jada Campbell with 13 rebounds, and she also had a blocked shot. Dort improves to 13-8 in the conference, 14-10 overall. Dakota Wesleyan, 13-9 and 11-9. At last check, the other games weren't final, but we'll get to those in just a moment. And let's take one more break, and we'll be back visiting with Bill Harmson, and we'll have a look at our scoreboard right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. And we welcome up to the cozy confines of our broadcast booth, Bill Harmson and the Dort Defenders, a 60-44 win tonight. And Coach Harmson, We always talk about you need your defense to show up every night, and tonight, imperative that your defense showed up, and fortunately it did, because you had to work through a first half where points were very hard to come by for your team. I would imagine your team and coaching staff pretty happy, though, with how your defense performed this evening.
Could be happier. We did a really nice job on, I thought, their strengths with Reiner and with Pitch, and I thought our girls really tuned in to our scout once again, and Coach Burnbeck did an awesome job and getting the team prepared and getting us ready to play. And Bailey Tetzloff, over the last 10 games, has really taken it upon herself to be that defensive stopper for us, and she just had just a fantastic game on that defensive end. So really proud of the kids. We weathered the storm. We didn't shoot the ball well in the first half, and we just talked to them at halftime. There's nothing you can do about it. Just go out and next one you got to shoot with confidence, and second half we did. So really proud of the team.
Scouting report on Dakota Wesleyan coming into the game. Obviously, their freshman guard Pitch is a good player, but their 6'3 player, Campbell, has gotten better as the year goes along. They have given some good teams very difficult evenings. Tonight, it seemed like you had a pretty good answer for them.
Yeah, in the first half, I didn't think we responded very well to her, but in the second half, we moved Carly and Erica and Mari and Riley and who am I forgetting, Ashton, around a little bit more and just try to get them a little more active, catch them in switches, and then find that good opportunity to post up and get the ball inside. And I was really proud of the way our guards took care of the basketball and then delivered the ball on time. And that's something that we've been struggling with over the course of the year, but it's fun to see us really start getting better at it. So second half, just a little more movement. The opportunity to get to score on inside got better than in the first half because we kind of got Campbell moved out to that 15-foot area. So it's good execution on our team's part, being patient and finding what we needed.
Ashton Verbeek, she got 9 early. Felt like maybe we lost her for a little while in the second quarter. But then in the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter, she was pretty good tonight.
Yeah, she was really good tonight. You know, 25 and 23 and started that fourth quarter. Man, she just kind of end of the third quarter, start of the fourth quarter, she just really took it upon herself. And you know, when you play that many minutes, you know, you're going to foul. And I was just really proud of her effort. I thought the shots, for the most part, she took were right in rhythm. And then in the second half, she really started demanding it inside. And if we can get that out of Ashton every game, we're going to still be a tough out.
What do we do for the next 10 days? This is odd.
Yeah.
I mean, and most everyone is in a similar situation. You don't conclude things until next Saturday. There are still some things to try and take care of. By my computations, it looks like you're probably going to settle into that fifth spot. Briarcliff is likely going to be in the fourth spot. You got a pair of matchups in all likelihood with Briarcliff looming. How do you approach things over the next 10 days?
Yeah, well, we're going to go back. We're going to practice tomorrow, lift, stay active tomorrow. We're going to take Friday off, and then next week we'll get that schedule made. And, you know, we'll take some time off next week to just let our bodies rest a little bit. But, man, we got a little rhythm going right now, and so we want to try and keep that rhythm as best we can. And obviously we want to keep our kids healthy and keep them injury-free. And that's all part of it at this time of the season, too. So just really proud of the effort. You know, Carly had a great game. We had a season low tonight of 8 turnovers, Mike. So all these things are just starting to come together. And we hope that this continues for our team.
Coach, I will let you go. Have a safe trip back to Sioux Center. And I think we'll see you tomorrow in the
all
office.
Right, Mike. Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Bill Harmson talking about tonight's contest. And I think we have taken a look at all of the numbers that we need to at this point. The defenders with a 60-44 win. And we can tell you about the GPAC scores. Northwestern pulls away from Jamestown in the second half, 83-67. Concordia, a winner over Hastings. It was Midland over Doan, 91-55. And Dort over Dakota Wesleyan, 60-44. GPAC standings, Morningside was idle today. They're 20-1. Concordia is 16-5. Northwestern is 15-5. Those two teams are still duking it out for second place in the conference. Northwestern plays the College of St. Mary this Friday. And then They will have one game remaining as well in conference play, that a week from this Saturday. Briar Cliff is sitting at 14-7. They will not play until facing Dort. Dort is 13-8. They're idle until next Saturday, February the 20th. Dakota Wesleyan is now 11-9. Jamestown is 11-10. Midland is 12-9. Hastings is 5-15. Doan 3-18. Mount Marty 2-18. College of St. Mary is 1-18. At this moment, Morningside 1, Concordia 2, Northwestern 3, Briar Cliff 4, Dort 5, Midland 6, Dakota Wesleyan 7, Jamestown 8. It appears to me the conference 8 are set. It's just a matter of getting the seating set over the next 10 days or so in women's play. Let's take a break and we'll be back. Set things up for the men's game right after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR.